702 summer.
Nature's way of saying,
let's have some fun.
Something else for you to look at is the Golden Globe Awards. They're coming up, I think it's this evening, and joining us is our movie critic, Gail Edmonds. Hi, Gail. Good morning.
Hi, Ray. Yes, Golden Globes, but a very, very different one.
Yeah.
There is no show.
Oh.
It's not being televised. No host, no stars, no red carpet.
Oh, no. So now
yes,
what?
Oh, no.
How does this work?
Sorry? Yeah, well, now what?
Yeah.
So basically, they are going to, I think it's going to probably stream on their on the Golden Globes YouTube and on their social channels. But the reason is that the NBC, who was their big TV broadcaster, pulled out because there's been a lot of sort of scandal around the Hollywood foreign press. Around diversity issues, ethics as well, as asking for all sorts of favors. So it's all a bit of a scandal, and the word seems to be that this year it won't be, it obviously isn't going to be televised or anything, but probably if they get their act together and fix their many problems, which include things like bullying and obviously racism and sexism, all sorts of dreadful things all in one package, then possibly next year we'll be back on TV with a red carpet. So this year, and it's a shame really, because I mean, it's not a shame. If they must get their act together, they must. But there's a hell of a lot of good films this year. And, you know, it really is a who's who like always. And I suppose it just takes the edge off the 2022 awards season.
But how did we get you? Come on, the Golden Globes are like the Oscars. You want to watch them. It's lovely because Mnet on a Monday night, they always have that 7 o'clock thing if you didn't get up early in the morning. And you can sit there and go, oh, look, it's Tom Cruise. Oh, look, it's Denzel Washington. Now this, I mean, how did we even get you?
I know. Well, this is the thing. Is it's their own fault, really, for not actually fixing their internal issues sooner. The Oscars sort of started to get on with it. Obviously, that's a work in progress. But the Golden Globes have not done so. And so they sort of have lost their spot as the precursor to the Oscar season. So it does take, it does rub the shine off this year's start, which is a shame because I'm hoping that everyone's starting to go back to the movies this year. We're hoping more and more because it would be a dreadful tragedy if we only could ever stream. So there are the two big films this year are Belfast, which is Kenneth Branagh's story set in Northern Ireland. It's got 7 nominations. And then The Power of the Dog, which is a Netflix film directed and written by Jane Campion, who did The Piano, for those who remember her earlier work. And it's also got 7 nominations.
Is that out? Sorry, Gail, is that out, The Power of the Dog? Is it out already?
It is. It's on Netflix at the moment. It's a Western with Benedict Cumberbatch, who's also nominated for Best Actor. It is quite tough watching. I actually have to admit that I'm only halfway through because I don't know, I'm sure everyone's a bit like this. Like sometimes you start watching something in a certain genre that you're just not up to that day.
Yeah.
It happened more than the pandemic than usual, where sometimes, and it's really good, it's beautifully shot, the acting's great, but it's quite tough. So I decided that I will watch it in the next week, but I haven't yet finished it, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are the two big ones. And then the sort of the other drama, in the drama category, it's obviously Belfast and Power of the Dog. And then one called Coda, which I haven't seen. Dune, which is obviously the lovely, if you haven't seen it, the remake of Dune. Mm. King Richard, which is about the Williams sister and their father. And that Will Smith is also nominated for that. And then the nice thing about the Globes is that you get the 10 films as well, because obviously there's the musical comedy category. And in that one, there's Cyrano, which is obviously a remake of the Cyrano de Bergerac story with Peter Dinklage, who's also nominated. Don't Look Up, which is a big Netflix film, climate change one that's been everyone's been talking about since it launched on Christmas Eve, which is fantastic if you haven't watched that one. And Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are both nominated in their roles in that. Then Licorice Pizza, which is the new Paul Thomas Anderson film, That one I haven't seen yet. It's yet to come here. And then Tick, Tick, Boom is another Netflix one. And I have to admit that I haven't seen this on Netflix. So I'm not sure it's here yet, but I could be wrong. And then West Side Story, which, of course, is Steven Spielberg's remake of that, which I think was beautifully made, and the voices were beautiful. And the actress who played Maria, whose name is Rachel Zegler, has actually been nominated. Oh. And I didn't love her in the role, but I could be in a minority. Mm. But those are the films that are up for this year. And then, so it really is a fantastic lineup. But, of course, we'll be seeing none of them, and we won't be seeing what they're wearing or all the things, as you say.
It's horrible.
That we really enjoy.
Yeah, it's horrible. We live for these things. So what happens? Is it going to be online and then the names just pop up, or it'll be announced, or what are they doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. One of the articles I read, I think it was in Variety, said that they had asked stars to come and, you know, read out the categories as they usually do, and none of them agreed to do so. So they are very much being boycotted by Hollywood in every sense. Although, on the other hand, they did say that people were still sending in films for consideration, you know, on DVD or links or... Mm. So I think it's one of those things where they're being severely chastised and told to get their act together. And the general consensus seems to be that next year, if they have done that, then it'll be back to the red carpet and it being the sort of big trumpet of the year's awards. So now the Hollywood studios seem to be spending much more time sort of talking about the Screen Actors Guild Awards rather than the Globe, So this year, basically, you'll have to follow the social, you'll have to follow Twitter and go onto YouTube to the Golden Globes in order to see who won.
Oh, my word. I'm not sure about this one, oh dear.
Yeah.
All right, movie critic Gail Edmonds, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. The nice thing is, Gail, you've given us some great ideas just by telling us which movies have been nominated, so we can go to Netflix today and then just sit on the couch. So thank you.
Exactly.
There he goes, Gail Edmonds. Oh, no. Well, look, you know what? I suppose they do need to sort things out, and they do need to get these issues sorted out once and for all. It also faces the Oscars as well.